Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host. Today's topic, America's vapid non-voting electorate. You guys are a big, fat bunch of nothing. Let's get right to it, shall we? I really have tried to reconcile myself with the lackluster participation rate among voters of the Democratic persuasion over the last 25 to 30 years. But it's time to call a spade a spade. Trite is not even the word to employ here. Let's try another one. Vapid. Yes, vapid. V-A-P-I-D. Uninteresting, boring, dull, dead. To those American Democrats who haven't voted more than twice in the last 20 to 30 years, you're absolutely skank meat. Funny, you have so much time and energy for reality TV shows, waiting in line at the Safeway slow line, that morning-evening commute, and yet when it comes time to vote, and I mean every 2 years, not just every four, you somehow can't get your own jock on straight and stumble and mumble and just crumble to a voting precinct or mail in that damn ballot. Well, I've got news for you fallen Dems. You're a cancer on the party and on the nation. Perhaps the party, while not altering their overall political philosophy, should just begin acting more like the asshole GOPers and figure out ways to really fuck things up, legislatively, of course, and just actively work to bring to a halt anything at all that smacks of a GOP initiative, and just take it for granted that any legislation on the Democratic side that comes to fruition will be as rare as a blue moon. What the F? The very day of Obama's inauguration on January 20th, 2009, Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, Republican U.S. Senate leader, and John Boehner, the current House of Representatives GOP leader, were meeting together with other GOPers, wherein McConnell simply and directly intoned that the GOP's prime directive during the Obama presidency was to stymie any and all legislation coming from the Obama White House. Horse shit. You still have those two asshats in Congress, Boehner and McConnell. So thank you very much, vapid American electric. In large part, you no-shows are directly responsible for creating the electoral vacuum that ushered in the landslide GOP congressional beatdown in November 2014, with the end result that the GOP controls Congress lock, stock, and barrel. They say a friend doesn't allow a friend to drive drunk. Well, add to that a corollary. A friend doesn't allow a friend to become or remain stupid and lazy. Not voting is nothing less than an act of sheer stupidity. It's a slow-motion form of political suicide. It's a form of Russian roulette where you are gambling on the odds that your own particular situation will remain insulated from whatever bad things happen when GOPers are elected. LOL. Voting is the core of citizenship and not some mere add-on deal. If you insist on having others speak for you, then sooner or later they will dictate to you. It's time that more of us actually have the balls to question people who don't vote and then give them some Dutch uncle reciprocity. Ultimately, not voting is the very essence of vapidness, i.e. uninteresting, uninspiring, dull, flat, nothingness, dead. There's only so much latitude that can be given to folks who don't vote. After a point, it needs to be spelled out bluntly that those sorts of folks are what they are in the end, big fat losers. The Democratic Party needs to shed the kumbaya approach toward politics and become more warrior-like, both with their own flock and the GOP adversary they confront. Teddy Roosevelt once said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." The GOP is nothing if not overtly implicit in their rhetoric with regards to their adversarial foes, both within and outside the GOP. So, too, the Democrats need to take up that tack and go tooth and tong after apathetic, non-voting forces. It seems that if you turn it into a cultural thing, like the GOP does on virtually everything, then you get some real traction. Therefore, let's make non-voting a real cultural litmus test and not just treat it like some in-the-shadows, unspoken, taboo-like topic of conversation. In other words, no more free passes on non-voters, non-voters everywhere. That's it for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is your host, the Knight Rider, saying, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit. And remember, we ride, but you decide.